AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Associated Press has learned that the Pentagon is wrapping up plans to end the ban on transgender individuals serving openly in the military. Sagar Magani has details.
The goal is formally ending one of the last military service barriers based purely on gender or sexuality. Senior officials tell the AP the change will likely be announced this week, with the Pentagon giving the armed services 6 months to assess the impact and work out details. Bryn Tannehill, who was a Navy pilot as a man before retiring and transitioning to a woman, says it will be a boon to the estimated 15,000 transgender troops quietly serving and risking discharge.
They just want to serve.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Obama has commuted the sentences of 46 people convicted of nonviolent offenses. In a video released by the White House, the president notes most of those on the list had been sent to prison for 20 years or more under sentencing guidelines that no longer apply. In letters to each of the 46, Obama says he encouraged them to make something of their newfound freedom.
It's going to require responsibility on their part, and hard work, and smarter choices. But I believe that at its heart, America is a nation of second chances. And I believe these folks deserve their second chance.
White House counsel Neil Eggleston expects Obama to issue even more commutations before he leaves office in early 2017. U.S. drug agents knew Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman and his people were working on several escape plans right after his February 2014 arrest. The internal DEA documents obtained by the AP also show the agency warned the Mexican government about the various plots. The agents did not have specific information about Saturday night's escape, in which Guzman used a mile-long underground tunnel built, apparently, without detection to the prison. This is AP Radio News. The numbers are in from last week's ticker tape parade for the U.S. women's soccer team. Warren Levinson tells us more.
The statistics are in on the women's national soccer team, not from their march to the World Cup, someone else is keeping those, but from their march up Broadway to celebrate the World Cup. According to the New York City Department of Sanitation, parade-goers dumped 29.6 tons of debris on the team. 7.6 tons was paper the DOS was able to recycle. It's still called a ticker tape parade, even though it's been about 50 years since there's been ticker tape. By comparison, the 2012 Super Bowl champion New York Giants were showered with 34 tons of confetti. The 2009 New York Yankees, 56 and a half tons. Warren Levinson, New York.
There's a good chance of heavy rain this evening in Cincinnati, a threat to Major League Baseball Home Run Derby. This part of the activities ahead of tomorrow night's All-Star Game. Only one other derby has ever been rained out. 1988's contest held in Cincinnati's old Riverfront Stadium. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.